Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it from the store? Well, Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee offers a sizzling solution. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is not just offering a temporary fix, but a long-term solution. They're locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to one of their boxes. GoodRanchers.com is where I get the most tender meat that's full of flavor every time. With options like beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, they have something for even the pickiest of eaters. There's no reason to order takeout when you can make something far better at home. Good Ranchers even offers recipes to take your cooking skills to the next level. With meat prices on the rise and store-bought meat quality on the decline, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not just save you hundreds, but give you the best 100% American meat that you'll ever eat. Right now, when you go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code DAILYWIRE, you'll get their exclusive Price Shield plus an additional 10% off your order. This offer ends at the end of the month, so if you want to secure your best price until 2026, go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code DAILYWIRE.
These people here, they don't want you to hear what we have to say because they're cowards. They can't engage in the argument. All they could try to do is shut us down and silence us, but it's not going to work. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're still here. So what is the cause that we are here for? It's very simple. We are here to fulfill one of our most fundamental obligations as Americans, as adults, as human beings, and that is to protect our children. That is why we're here.
You're giving them an opportunity to be special and to get special treatment without any special act. They haven't done anything that warrants that unique behavior.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. I think that's actually so much of this that and people don't notice it, but a lot of this is just standard narcissism.
Yes.
Especially you listen to these, you know, why is this so common among celebrities now? All the celebrities have trans kids and they're coming out as non-binary and whatever else. And then you listen to them, like Demi Lovato or whoever, and you listen to them explain why they're they them. It's always, well, I don't identify with these labels. I'm beyond that. I'm above that. It's like these labels were good enough for billions of humans before you, but it's not good enough for you. You can't find yourself there, but all these other billions of human beings, it was fine. They had no problem. But you're so special that we need to change the rules of the English language for you specifically. It's incredibly egotistical. Just like the four-year-old can't answer, what is a girl? Well, this is one of the problems with this left-wing gender ideology is that no one who espouses it can even tell you what these words mean. It's like, what is a woman? Well, can you tell me what a woman is?
No, I can't. Because it's not for me to say. Womanhood looks different for everybody.
What do you define a woman as?
An adult human female.
And what does a female mean?
How do you
define a female?
Someone with female reproductive organs.
Okay.
Someone who's, you know, here's the thing. When you're female, it goes right down to your bones, your DNA. So that's why if someone dies,
okay,
we could dig up their bones 100 years from now. We have no idea what they believed in their head, but we can tell what sex they were because it's ingrained in every fiber of their being.
Interesting. So I'm trying to understand. Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. A biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know, cisgender woman, right? As you just explained, maybe doesn't have the ability to reproduce. Well, maybe doesn't have those organs that you're talking about that are reproductive organs.
I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not
but
myself.
You used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that
who...
That describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own.
Can a man become a woman?
I'm not a woman, so I can't really answer that.
Women only know what women are.
Are you a cat?
No.
Can you tell me what a cat is? Do you want to tell us what a woman is?
I'm a biological woman that medically transitioned to appear like a male. I will never be a man.
And so they go on the internet and they're told that all their problems will be solved if they become a man.
So you worry that there could be a sort of social contagion element of this?
A teeny tiny bit, maybe.
It got me at 42. Your child doesn't have a chance.
The interview's over. Let's turn off the cameras.
Excuse me.
Oh, they're fair. I just wanted to know, what is a woman?
And you're not going to find out.
Based on what I'm saying, would you ever want to move to America?
They say no, never.